Hi Nina, good morning.
Good morning. Quick question. Grassfield, what's going on with this case? Because I see your last note that you did speak to the SC, to let the SC know what was going on. And then you called the number that the caregiver was clocking in and out and no answer. So I'm trying to get a better understanding about 32238 billing, because she didn't clock in this morning. So I just need to know, like,
Can you repeat me the name of the patient, please?
GRAFFREID.
Geraldine?
Yep.
About that case, I was doing the follow-up during the whole week. She has been clocking in and clocking out, as we had the previously issue with her that she was not doing it because she didn't have a cell phone. Now she has a cell phone, but we are not able to reach out the patient. So, Orangel,
did she provide you a timesheet for 32238?
Yeah, for those weeks, yeah, she has provided a timesheet, but they have not been processed since she was not clocking in and clocking out.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be a problem only because I gave her up until this week to start clocking, and she did, but the timesheet wasn't processed.
Oh, okay. My understanding was that we have to wait this week that she clock it in and out so we start to process them.
And who told you that?
Okay. In that case, I guess we have to pay her the next week.
So do me a favor. When I send a message over that the caregiver, the deadline for them to clock in and out, when they start, we have no choice but to honor previous.
Okay.
Okay. Only because they already understand that that's what is required.
Okay, I understand.
Going forward, you know what I mean? So I don't want them to be, you know, penalized for something that we're asking them to do, but then now they're penalized without payment if they did what we asked them to do.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
Okay. So anything previously and they start clocking the following week, we have to honor it. Okay,
yeah, and also, I was also about to ask you about this case because I have not heard back from the service coordinator and I have not been able to speak with the patient.
Same one case?
So that's why, like, she's clocking in and clocking out, but we don't know how is the patient.
So it's kind of funny because she didn't clock in today. So the service coordinator may have contacted them and let them know what the situation was because I emailed them. So this case may discharge. But just going forward, just make sure if we have the demand that they need to start clocking in and out and it starts the following week, which is the pay week, and we see a clock in and out, we have to honor anything that's prior to that.
Okay. Yeah, noted. Okay. I will keep in check.
All right, thank you.
Thanks to you.
Bye-bye.